Okay, so let's just a little bit speak on the parish for a few minutes. Special Hakaras HaTov for Reb Tzvi in many ways. Because we have the Shira and a lot of other exciting things over here, so some of the things kind of get sort of tucked away, you don't notice it. You have the parasha Neman, and then you have Shabbos introduced here. So they were told to every day they shouldn't leave over, they should pick, and Shabbos they should, for Friday, have twice as much. Then he says, some people went to take and so on. So Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lechem haShabbos, al kein hu nosan lechem b'yom haShishi lechem yomoyim. Shvu ish tachtov, al yetzi ish v'mkom b'yom haShvi. So they were told, sit in your place, stay in your place, don't go out on Shabbos from your place. This is the first parasha of Shabbos in the Torah. It's the first tzivui that shaykhus to Shabbos. You would expect that the first time you're speaking about Shabbos, there's going to be some major halacha of Shabbos. If you ask somebody, Lamashal, about tshuva starting to keep Shabbos, what would you like to tell them to do? Bishul, or maybe be mechabed Shabbos, the positive side, Kiddush. I mean, tchumin, which is what they learn from over here, seems to be, in Hilcha Shabbos, it's not from the most chomedica ones. It's doesn't seem to be the main one in any sense of the word. Fire, l'savar eish, havara is main, Rabbi Nechaya says, because most work is done with energy and so on. So what exactly is this tzivu over here? Why is tchumen the one that's given? And also the Torah phrases it. The Torah doesn't say, the Torah says, shvu ish tachtov, al yetzi ish mi mekoyme b'yom ha-shvi. So tchumen is phrased as sitting in one place. The truth is, if you have a big city, you can walk the whole city. So the Gemara says this is talking about where somebody went out of his tchum, he has four amis, because that's the makom of a person. But it's a very strange phrasing, and stranger still that this should be the hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos. That's the point I'd like to address. So let's start with a fundamental question on Shabbos. The pasuk says, Adam la'omel yulad. A person is born to work. Person is born to labor, to produce, to be productive. So Shabbos is l'chura kind of a steer to it. So yes, everybody needs rest and so on. But imagine the following scenario. Imagine somebody has a very high-powered business or law firm, and he demands employees are there till midnight and from 6 in the morning. And he provides for them a napping room, you know, to take it easy. So he's not going to say, I have people working and napping at the firm. He's going to say, you know, they work at the firm. It's a very high-powered firm. They work very tough. So yeah, they need to have a nap, so they have a nap. But Shabbos, the way everybody understands Shabbos is you can't just work hard all the time. You need to take it easy. Okay, but that's not the most important day of the week. That's the least important day. It's just like when you're napping time, when you're downtime. So it's called downtime for a reason. So why would Shabbos be the most important day if a person is born to be productive? Adam l'amal yulad. And we also sense it. A person who doesn't do anything, we don't see him as being very chashuv in any way. So the day that's the most important day and the chashuv day is Shabbos, and that's the day of Menucha. How you talk? So we need to explore a little bit better what the concept of Menucha is, because we translate it as resting, and that is not a very good translation for it. Let's go back to another pasuk. It says in the Vayichul HaShemayim, we have a stira in a pasuk. Hashem finished on Shabbos the work that he had made. And he didn't work on Shabbos. So Shabbos, he worked, he finished the world on Shabbos, and Shabbos didn't work. How you talking? That question Rashi brings, and he has two terutzim. His second terutz is Dava'acha. Ma haya ha'olam chase, menucha. What was the world missing? Menucha. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. Kol sabinigra melacha. Shabbos came, menucha came, the melacha is finished. I still don't get what the answer is. Well, what's the answer? Did he work? Did he not work? Did he rest? Yes, the world needed a rest period. So say that he rested. Why say he worked? Vayichal means he completed on Shabbos. Once it's over, he's resting full time. So how is Rashi explaining this there in the Psukim? He's just saying that the world needed to have rest. Okay, but then. What exactly does it mean that he worked by Chalakim Hashem after on Shabbos? He finished the work. He didn't work. So let's try to understand. This is a term. This is a concept that Maral uses in many places with regards to the word menucha. The word menucha. Let's take two examples. We see a car at rest. So we have two possibilities. One is you were going from New York to Lakewood, to your house, and you came there, and the car is parked in front of your house. You also have a car that started out from New York, and it's kind of a very yeshivish car, and hasn't been attended to for a long time, and the car decides somewhere that in the middle of the Godsey Parkway, that it's had enough and it's taking a break, and pardon the pun, and it stops. So you would use the word menucha for both of them, as resting. No, but there's two very, very different stopping. They're both stopped. There's a stop because you have a destination, and something has come to its destination. The trip from New York was in order to get home to Lakewood, so the going was a means to get there, and the menucha is the point of destination. The first one, it stopped, but there is no, it's not destination in the sense of the word. The word menucha, the Maral always contrasts the word tnua. Tnua means a motion towards something. Something is moving to get to somewhere, and then it's going to stop somewhere where it's headed to. So anything that is in flux, when it reaches a certain equilibrium, that's when it gets to its point of menucha. So the Pshat Rashi is like this. The world is a world of labor. The world is a world of amal. And 6 days, the world's essence was action, doing. But action and doing that has no tachlis is not a creation, it's a destruction. Because things that have no tachlis, just like a person who eats and has no tachlis in eating, a person who's eating because he's hungry and his body needs the food, so when he finishes, there's enough, he finishes. But when a person doesn't have that tachlis, then he never stops until he consumes himself. It's finished. Menucha means that within the world, there would be a certain point that I can come to and say, this is what I was working for. This is what I was striving for. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a goal in mind, but it wasn't in the Bria. That HaKadosh Baruch had in mind before the Bria, we don't know about it. We can't plug into that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria so that we could plug into it. So on the one hand, if you're asking me what was done on Shabbos, the answer is nothing was done on Shabbos. But the Bria needs the Shabbos. Shabbos is not after the Bria. Like, okay, you finished chopping the wood, now you're resting. The Menucha of Shabbos is that within the Bria itself, I can sense a certain tachlis in what I'm doing. That is what Shabbos is. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the most important nekuda in putting a person's life in order? So we get, you have to do this, you have to do this, you shouldn't be doing this, you should do, you shouldn't do. No. The most important thing is to know where are you headed to? What does it mean, your life in order? What exactly does it mean? Give me a picture of it. Just like imagine if somebody works to make money, but has no clear goals about what he's working for. So he'll take every business opportunity that comes his way, but what are you trying to do? What's the purpose in everything to make money? And does that have a goal? If it doesn't have a goal, then you'll never finish. This is all you're going to do for the rest of your life, and that's it. There has to be some sense these are goals. It doesn't mean the person stopped working, but let's say a person is earning money, does well, and he is going to be able to, he wants to support certain things, wants to do certain things with his money. Whatever it is, it has a certain tachlis to it. But a world without a tachlis is a problem. It's going no place, and that's self-destructive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria Menucha, that things can have a goal and a purpose and realize the purpose and the goal. And the tragedy is, it's the like Shabbos to us, is it's a day when, okay, we're happy we're not working, but we don't see a goal and an end in Shabbos. And then the question becomes, so what's going to be in Olam Haba? I once told Bach Yeshiva, you know, you say, if you have a 3-day yontif, you go out of your mind. So imagine eternity of 3-day yontifs. What are you wishing for? Like, you know, you better not wish for it. The answer is, building a ruchnistic picture for ourselves means finding an area of ruchnias for a person. It's learning for a person, it's studying for a person, it's helping others, whatever it is, where I feel the pleasure of realizing something. Even being with chaverim in a positive way is also something. But understand that without having that nekuda, a person it doesn't have anything. That's the pshat by tchumim. Tchumim means that al yetze ish mimekomo. Every person has a place, a destination. This is my makom. This is my metzias. And if I'm not, if I never have a makom to come back to, if I'm always wandering, then where am I? The difference between a person who's driven to a person who's restless is, does he have a place? A person who's driven has a place. This is my makom. I'm trying to enlarge it. I'm trying to shore it up. I'm trying to make it stronger. But a person who fidgets and is restless is because he has no makom. And that's a klal. It's called nov and not. So if Shabbos is meant to be the place where we have a makom, and that's the hakdama to Shabbos in Parshas Bishalach. Before we talk about Hilchos Shabbos, understand what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a place where you find yourself. This is me, and everything I do is getting there. If physically supporting myself, doing the things I need to my share, making this world a viable place, and things like that. But there has to be some sense of tachlis. Oneg Shabbos doesn't mean that you should enjoy yourself on Shabbos. It means you should enjoy the Shabbos. You should understand that a menuchas and nefesh that you have, the pleasant sense of it is coming from Shabbos. So we associate it with something pleasant, which helps us. So just like if you get a candy for knowing something, so learning becomes pleasant. pleasurable, this is also like that. It's something that becomes, passive. But the real tachlis is that we're able to find somewhere ourselves. A person might choose, even for 10 minutes, to learn something they really like learning. To pick a favorite sefer, by chassidim, they learn like more Kabbalic things, Zohar, things like that. But whatever a person finds that he enjoys, it's something to leave for Shabbos. In a sense, now I have the peace of mind to do it. Now I have the comfort to do it. Person learns to daven slower, a little more pleasantly. It's one of those things that, you know, we don't enjoy davening, so daven quickly. The more quickly daven, the less you enjoy it. So it becomes a vicious cycle. If a person takes some time and says, okay, I'm here now. I'm spending the next 20 minutes doing Pesukei Dezimra. So I might as well enjoy it. I might as well say the words, feel them, you know, hum them, do something with it so that I feel and enjoy it. The chiyuv of owning Shabbos is that a person associate some ruchnistic activity with pleasure. If a person is the type of person that likes finding people that are alone and you know, kind of being there for them, helping them, talking to them, you know, making the time a little more pleasant. That's also, as long as a person is doing it, understands that the type of pleasure he's trying to derive is a ruchnistic pleasure. And that's the menucha. This is where, this is me. All week long I work towards it, and this is where I come home. So, Be'ez Hashem, this Shabbos is the hakdama for Shabbos. Matan Torah was given on Shabbos, also for that reason, because Shabbos is because Torah belongs in our, where we are, what we are. The Zman of Shabbos is there. As Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicher that we should find the time in the menucha of Shabbos. Okay.